Like me, my own dad sometimes struggled to see life's blessings amid its burdens, and to shift from the I to the I, from self to world. He too could get overwhelmed by work and the future and struggle to get back to the present, or at least that's how it seems now in the shadows of memory. But that was all a long time ago. Dad and Mom are close to 90 now, and though they have sharp minds and still swim most days, their bodies are wearing down as they approach the deepest mystery of all. Yet it was just 40 years ago that Dad was my age and I was a little kid, and he sometimes picked me up at the lab school in Ames, Iowa, where he was a young pastor with a large church and four sons. I can see him leaning on the chain-link fence on the edge of the preschool playground, watching me play freeze tag on the blacktop with my four-year-old friends. And there, I imagine him in his sport coat and slacks, waiting and watching us for a few slow minutes before calling my name, before waving me in, before hugging me, zipping up my open coat, adjusting my hat, and taking me home. Just a minute or two of pause, of revision, before returning to real time. Maybe it's because I'm now almost exactly between my son and my father, 40 years older than Bennett and 40 years younger than my dad, that these small moments seem sacred. This morning I'm wondering how my dad found such moments along the way, amid the chaos of family and church, amid all those sermons and meetings and potlucks. But I'm hoping he did sometimes, while lingering on the edge of that playground, hoping that my little friends and I, in our crazy games of tag and kickball, could, like Bennett did for me, somehow loosen the grip of time, giving him a moment of presence, of prayer.